Some days will never be enough. Some days will always be too much. Some days your work is all in vain. Some days ain't worth a single thing. Sometimes you're called upon to help. Sometimes you have to help yourself. Sometimes the worst thing is the truth, that your best will still not do. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some days you wish they just would end. Some days you'll want to live again. Some days are harder than the rest. Some days are easy to forget. Sometimes you get just what you want. Sometimes you've had it all along. Sometimes you don't know where to go. Sometimes you're not supposed to know. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some people live life from the heart. Some people find that much too hard. Some people know where they belong. Some people decide to move on. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. Ashes gray and dry as dust. A return to the earth. Someday and sometime.
Scott Miller in the WVTF studio for a special Roots Down session for our fall fun drive. Thanks for coming by, Scott.
Thanks for letting me in the building. I didn't have to knock but for too long.
Oh, well, cool. We are in the middle of our fall fun drive here. Would encourage you to make a pledge now, if you would, to keep this fine music on the air here, not only weekly with stuff to do on Roots Down, but the special Roots Down sessions like Scott in here doing it live for you. You can make your pledge online at WVTF.org. Okay. That song, Someday, Sometime, off the new album coming out in November, Ladies Auxiliary. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Tell me about how this album came about.
I managed to get together 10 songs that didn't make me vomit. And decided I needed to get a record out because my management was screaming for one. No, I have been...
It's actually Scott Miller and the Commonwealth Ladies Auxiliary. This is an all-ladies record. And I've been touring with the bass player, Bryn Davies, who you might be familiar with Tony Rice and Guy Clark and Jack White and other artists. She's like an A-list player. Mm-hmm. And Raina Gellert on fiddle. We've been touring, I don't know, working for about a year and a half. And I was like, I need to make a record with these guys. And so I called up my friend Ann McHugh, the Australian guitarist who also produces records. And she brought along Jen Gunderman and Jeannie Richardson from the Chieftains. And I brought in the songs, and they didn't vomit either, and Adam. And we put it together. And then that's it.
Is this one of those DIY things with your for the fundraising for it, or you just raise the money yourself and put it out there?
No, we did two things. The record was made. I left. You know, I was on Sugar Hill for 8 years, and the writing was on the wall as far as how the music business was going. So in 2007, I left Sugar Hill, started my own label. So FAY Recordings. So this is another FAY Recordings release. We've got 4 or 5 records out. And so the album was made. We did do a fundraiser because you got to pay publicity and you got to pay to play in this world. Absolutely. So we did that, raised it quick because I got awesome fans. And now we're all set. Everything's done. Everything's ready. Everything's in the pipeline. And the record should come out in November 3rd is the official release date. And this is sort of a mixture of comedy and tragedy. That's why I dedicated the record to Thalia and Melpomene, the Greek muses.
Mm. Well, yeah, they're on the back of the...
Yeah.
On the back of the... Wow.
I was going to call the record Thalia and Melpomene, and my manager's like, that's awesome. If you call the record that, I quit.
Did he think it might be a bit confusing?
I guess. I just think of all the Google... Google it. But yeah, so I've called it Ladies Auxiliary, but it's dedicated to Thalia and Melpomene.
Well, you certainly got some great players on here. Raina Gellert, of course. I've been playing her stuff on the show.
She's got a new record.
Yeah, she's out there. And Bryn, like I say, Bryn with Tony Rice and everything.
She's Berkeley grad, A-list bass player.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. I met her in 2007 when I was toured that whole year with Patty Griffin, and she was playing bass for Patty. And then she ended up moving to Knoxville. Got married, had a baby, was living in Knoxville. And, of course, I was in Knoxville and moved back to Virginia to run the farm, so raising cattle up in the Shenandoah Valley. And so my touring had cut back where I wasn't doing, 200 dates a year. And she's got a kid. She's not doing it like that. And she's like, if you're just going to do little short runs, I'll just be your bass player. And I was like, you got a deal.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well,
say
whatever
it,
you need.
Say it quickly. Oh, that's great that such stellar players on this record here, man. Can we hear another song off of it?
Yeah, let me see what else would be on there. This is the opening track called Epic Love. When it's so hard on the living that they envy the dead, and you a snake bitten the day we were wed, that I walked straight into hell just to get you myself. I should have never looked back. I still feel bad about that. I loved you so much. I loved you so much. I loved you so much. It was an epic love. You watched me go off to war like I was worth waiting for. I was as good as my word, and a liar for sure. You went and stayed with your parents. I wrote you all kinds of letters. I took 10 years to get back. I still feel bad about that. I loved you so much. I loved you so much. I loved you so much. It was an epic love. I could drink you forever. I could swallow you whole. But if we're not together, I got to know that you know. I loved you so much. I loved you so much.
Scott Miller in the WVTF studio for a special Roots Down session. That is the first track on his new CD, Epic Love, coming out in the first part of November on the way. I recently saw you perform in Clifton Forge. It was you, a show that you put together, actually. It was you, Robin and Linda Williams, and Trent Wagler from the Steel Wheels over there at the Historic Masonic Theater. Now, you've got deep roots in that area. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, most my family and my mother's side, anyway, are all from Bath County, Highland County, in Clifton Forge. My great-grandfather was the doctor in Clifton Forge back at the turn of the century, and my grandmother grew up there in Clifton Forge, and we still have a farm there on the Cowpasture River. So it's always been part of my life, and that Masonic Theater was, like, I remember seeing Song of the South there, you know? They could even still show that movie, I doubt. And Funny Car Summer in 1973. I remember my granddad took me to see a movie there. And for a while, after it was the Masonic, I think it was called the Stonewall Theater or something like that for a little bit. Anyway, it fell into disrepair. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I went and did a benefit to shut it down. And to raise money, which I'm used to shutting places down.
You know how to clear a room,
don't you? I know how
to
do that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm your guy. I'll come shut it down. And it was dark for about a year and 2 years, and then I did a show and opened it back up. And they did a wonderful job renovating that theater. Just beautiful, beautiful job. And so I did that benefit, and then I wanted to do a regular show there this year, and they were like, yeah, could you do something different? And I'm like, well, what do you want? What do you want from my life?
A magic act, maybe?
Yeah, really. So that's when I've been writing songs, actually, with Robin and Linda, because I live, you know, in Stanton, and they live in Middlebrook, Virginia. So we get together every week and hash out some songs. In fact, they co-wrote one of the songs on this new record there.
Oh, really? Which one?
10 miles down the 9 mile road.
Oh, wow, cool.
We worked on that together. So anyway, that was an easy fit to say, hey, why don't you come do this show with me? And Trent and I had been hanging out this winter, and I had taken him to Clifton Forge to try to say, man, we should try to do something with this theater, with this area. there's something that can be done here. Mm-hmm. So, because, you know, I'm a business mogul, obviously. That's why I'm in the music business and I farm.
Absolutely.
I'm all about making money.
Uh-huh. Hand over fist.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. I put that show together, and that was delightful. One, because I'm a fan of Robin and Linda and of Trent. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to work that hard. I just sat up there and enjoyed it.
Well, it was a great show. How about another song from the new album, which you did at that show over in Clifton Forge, a song about that town in West Virginia?
Well, this is... I married a West Virginian, which as a Virginian, you know, is very hard to do because you have to give up half your jokes. But anyway, she's from Mercer County, Athens, West Virginia, and of course spent a lot of time up there with my wonderful in-laws and family up there and over there, excuse me. And I would always see this sign as we would head back, because we were living in Tennessee at the time, we would head back. There was this sign where we got on 77 that just said, "The Road to Spanishburg." That was what the sign said. It didn't just say Spanishburg with an arrow. It said, "The Road to Spanishburg." And I always wondered what was down there in Spanishburg. So I had beautiful visions of all this, you know, awesomeness down there, or maybe even cheap fireworks. But it turns out that there's not a damn thing Spanish about it down there. It's just... It's dorky white people. It's our people. There they are. Anyway, I wrote them a song. Right. Spanishburg is a beautiful little town. Sits on the Bluestone River there, and much like my hometown of Swope, Virginia, it's getting there's a lot of rich people moving in there and buying it up, you know. And I'm Scotch Irish. I don't like that. So anyway, that's sort of what this song's about. Anti-gentrification. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the TV's off, 'cause there's nothing on. All the hometown fans are in the stands, since the team won state, 'cause the coach was great. And then they hired him down in Peterstown, but he didn't win. Now he's back again. The next batch of kids could not commit. They were big enough, but not that tough. I thought the single wing was just a passing thing. I guess the will to win is oft forgotten. When old times there are Oxycontin. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the jobs were lost and the war it cost. This kid came back from Iraq, had it pretty comfy, 'cause he drove a Humvee for an old diehard in the National Guard. Thought he was safe, though the town got strafed, or an occasional mortar from across the border. He'd always joke in the emails he wrote, tell his mom not to worry none. He was spending his time winning hearts and minds, until he picked up a can and he lost his hands. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Writer came from a magazine and wrote the whole town up for the AARP. Called it number one place to retire. So the rich folks came and the taxes got higher. With their healthy hair and their perfect spouses, they built these mansions and giant cow palaces. Now the effete and elite are all walking around with their noses up as they look down on the people born who cannot afford to live in their own town no more. Lo siento. They even renamed it Spanish Trace, West Virginia. Lo siento. Spanish West, by God, Virginia. Smile when you say that.